But I'm proud of the fact that a good friend like Maury Lanning worked so hard on making sure this stadium got built. In fact, let's tie in with him. It sounds like he found a parking spot. Maury Lanning, former mayor of Moorhead, former state rep. Good to have you back on News and Views, Maury.
Well, thank you very much, Joel. Appreciate the chance to visit.
It's groundbreaking day. What emotions are going through your head on a day like today, Maury?
Well, it's quite a bit of satisfaction and relief, relief that we're finally here. And it's been a long struggle. I never gave up hope, but there's been continually one struggle after another along the way.
What was there ever a time, Maury, that you thought this thing was lost?
Oh, you bet. There were times when I didn't know that we were going to be able to make it. It just was an unending struggle all the way along, and I knew that it could fall apart at any time. Particularly, probably the most anxious moment was the last night in the governor's office when we were trying to put together the final deal, and I had to squeeze another $50 million out of the team in order to get the deal done. And I think at that point the governor thought maybe I had lost the deal for us, and fortunately we didn't, and we got her done.
Maury, tell me what's going to happen today. A lot of people aren't going to be there. They might see it on the news or read about it tomorrow or hear about it here on the top radio news team in the country, but they're not necessarily going to be able to be there. What's going to happen this morning, Maury?
Well, it's going to be a ceremony, a typical groundbreaking when you've got a number of people who will be speaking, addressing the crowd. It's going to be a limited crowd because of the location. They are providing about 400 tickets to the general public on a first-come, first-served basis. And we will have a chance to visit with the owners, with the stadium authority folks, and with all the public officials that will be gathered. Mayor Ryback, of course, will be there along with legislative leaders and the governor.
Maury, when you look at this deal and the deal that you put in place, are you still confident that the funding will be there to pay for it? I know that when we were looking at the electronic gaming and some of the other ways, it wasn't coming up with some of the revenue streams that we had hoped for. Where does the deal sit financially today in your estimation?
Well, we knew at the time that there was a possibility that the electronic gaming, the pull tabs and bingo, wasn't going to generate the revenue for some time. That was no surprise. We knew it was going to take time to get that set up and get charities comfortable with going ahead and doing it. I wanted additional backup revenue in the bill. There were several other backup revenue sources that I thought were good and reasonable. Unfortunately, we lost some of those along the way. Whenever you're trying to get the votes to put a deal together like that, you're going to have a group of people opposed to one idea or another. And at the end of the day, this was where we got the votes. I would have liked to have seen more backup revenue in the bill. And as a result, the legislature this last year now had to fill the gap a little bit. And it remains to be seen whether they will have to do anything further. But hopefully the electronic gaming will continue to grow and also be helpful to the charities. I mean, the charities throughout the state, 2,800 of them, are doing a lot of good things in communities all over the state. And so they've got a lot at stake, too, in making sure that this works. And pull tabs are nothing new in Minnesota. They've been around for 30, 40 years. And this is just a new form and kind of fits with the current technological age we're in.
Structure-wise, Maury, with as hard as you worked on getting this stadium to be part of Minnesota's future, are you happy with how the structure is going to look and what the Wilf family has done to add in that glass ceiling and other parts of all of this?
Well, it's a striking design, and last fall, earlier in the fall, when we had the whole plan unveiled by the architects, it was an impressive design. I know there are some practical questions that will continue to be a challenge for the stadium authority as we go along, but I think it'll be a design that will be among the best in the country and provide a real significant venue for not only professional football, but for all the other things that go on.
Well, you know, Maury, I have to tell you this. The clock's got me, Maury, but you deserve to be there, buddy. Thank you. Thanks for what you did for me as a Viking fan. Appreciate it, Maury Lanning.
Thank you.